3:20. Well, why? I said Romans. Revelation 3:20. And also go with me to Acts 27:25. We'll do Acts 27:25 first. I just can't get over, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's one of my favorite verses because I know what it is to have my heart's door knocked on. Man, I know. Hey, listen, I'm not bragging tonight, but I'm telling you, I know what it is when the Holy Ghost of heaven knocked on my heart's door. I know what it is that a man, woman, boy, girl, they can't be saved without the Spirit drawing. They cannot be. You cannot be. I know that. I know this fact. I know this in the Bible. That Spirit that draws. Man, it's so sweet that Holy Ghost of heaven draws on a person's heart. I know what it is to be in a service, something similar to this. Come in, sitting there, not expecting not one thing, and the Holy Ghost of heaven move on your heart, pull on that heartstring, and you give your life to Jesus. I know what that's about, and I'll never forget that day in my life. Man, it's just so much, you know, so much in our life. I'm just going to say that. Tonight, Acts 27:25, and then we'll do Revelation 3:20 tonight. I just want to show you how he stands at the door and what he does tonight. I do not know who to credit this message to tonight. I wished I could. When I got to Revelation 3:20 years ago, this is probably 13 years ago. You can see it. I just got it wrote right there. I got them wrote all through my Bible, what the Lord gave me. But I just started writing this as I listened to people preach, here a little, there a little, one word, there word on 3:20. So I'm going to show you tonight how he stands at the door. And maybe he's standing at your heart's door like this tonight. Amen. Acts 27 tonight, if you'd stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Verse number 25 tonight. I believe what Paul says here. He says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God. Can I get an amen? Amen. For I believe. Do you believe God tonight? Yes. For I believe God. And it shall be. Boy, don't you glad when it says it shall be. I believe God and it shall. Got over there a while ago with Timothy Hathcock over there. Man, I tell you, it don't look good. I hugged his daughter up and I said, your daddy's going to be all right in the name of Jesus. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told unto me. And in verse 20, chapter 3, 20 of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Our Father and our God, once again we bow in your presence tonight. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for the opportunity to stand in your house tonight and proclaim, thus saith the word of God. Lord, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you that we was able to gather and pray tonight and lift up some people's names unto you tonight, that you would touch their bodies in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight that you touch everyone that is sick. And here at this local body church, I pray you'd restore them back to their health. Lord, I pray that tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to guard my throat. Guard my thoughts. I ask you to be with the revival coming up. Lord, every one of them men that's going to preach that there in that week, Lord, I pray you give them the exact word that our heart is in need of hearing. Lord, exactly from the throne room of heaven. And Lord God, tonight I pray you'd knock on somebody's heart door that week. Lord, I pray you'd bring them back to where they need to be. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Hey, amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, we see that he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And tonight, as our Savior stands at that door and he knocks at that heart's door tonight, I want to show you a few things here or how he stands at the door and he knocks. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God there's a day in my life that he knocked on my heart's door and I opened that door and he saved my soul from a devil's hell. You say, preacher, do you believe that they can come a time that he'll quit knocking on a man or a woman's heart's door and they can get hard-hearted. Yes, I do believe that. I believe the Bible teaches that, that His Spirit won't always dwell with man's spirit. I believe the time that you can resist that Holy Ghost, you can push it away so much that it'll quit knocking at your heart's door. Friends, tonight I want you to know if He's knocking at your heart's door tonight, hey, He wants you to do something in your life. If it is to be saved or service, either one it is tonight, don't you put Him off tonight, because He can pass you by in your life tonight. Me and another brother, I'll never forget this. We was at Lawrence Plaza and we was pleading with a man to be saved. We went in and we opened up the Bible and we was down on our knees and he was crying, I was crying, and the other brother, he was crying, and we was telling that man that he can be saved. And he said, I want y'all to know it's done too late for me. I've turned the Holy Ghost down too many times. And I said, oh man, I want you to know I was young in the ministry. And I said, oh man, you can be saved. All you've got to do is call on the name of Jesus. He said, I want you to know there's been many times in my life at that Holy Ghost of heaven, it was pulling on my heart and I knew I needed to be saved. He said, but I want you to know I've not felt that in a long time. I've not felt that pull. I've not felt that draw in a long time in my life. And I asked him a point blank question. I said, do you feel that draw right now? He said, no, sir, I sure don't. I don't feel that nothing on my life. I believe everything you're saying, but I don't believe one second that God is pulling on my heart. Friends, tonight it is very dangerous when you get to that place. It is very dangerous. So if God's knocking on your heart, it is very important to take care of business when He knocks on your heart. Amen. He says tonight, behold, I stand at the door. I want to say to you tonight, number one, that He patiently stands at the door. He says, behold, I stand at the door. I want you to get that tonight. He says that He patiently stands there. He's not pacing back and forth. He's not wringing His hands. He's not ringing the doorbell 100,000 times, but He is standing at that door and He is patiently standing there. And what does He want you to do? He wants you to open that door. He patiently stands there with you. He stands with you. He ministers to you. He draws on you. He tries to encourage you as He stands at that door. Here, when you come to the book of Laodicea, and we're talking to this church in Revelation, you know what he did? He stood there and He wanted them to turn. He wanted them to get right. He wanted them to get in line with Him. And He patiently stood at that door. He stood there time in and time out, patiently want them to get right with Him. He says, behold, I stand at the door. I thank God tonight, not only does He patiently stand, but He is present, the one that is there. He is the one that is presently standing there at the door. You know what, tonight, when you need to be saved, the Holy Ghost of heaven will knock at your heart's door tonight, and He'll knock at that heart's door, and He won't send nobody else. He won't send a preacher to knock at your door. He won't send a deacon. He won't send another church member, but He Himself. Now, He may use that individual to speak to you and put you under Holy Ghost conviction. Hey, but you get this tonight. If it's Holy Ghost conviction, the Holy Ghost has to be there. Amen. And tonight, as the Holy Ghost stands there and He knocks on your heart's door, He patiently waits there. He said, behold, I stand at the door. He patiently stands there, but presently He stands at that door. He doesn't send nobody else to do the salvation business tonight. I thank God tonight that salvation is not in the only in the Baptist faith. I thank God that it ain't only in the Church of God, Church of Christ, or any of them. Salvation is in Christ Jesus tonight and Him alone tonight. He says, behold, I stand at the door. He says, I patiently stand at the door. He said, I am present at the door. But let me give you this. Not only does He patiently stand there, and He presently stands at that door, but He says this. He said He is pursuing to do something in your life. Number three tonight, He is pursuing as He's at the door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. He is pursuing a relationship with you tonight, and He is pursuing that with me tonight as well. He is standing there knocking at that door. I'll never forget a time in my life, Brother Lee, you'll get a little kick out of this. Herschel Ray King has got a son, and his name is Jason King. And every time I think about knocking at the door and wanting somebody to open it, I always think about this illustration. There was a time in my life before me and Brandy got married. She was probably 12, 13 year old. I was 14 or 15 year old, and I wanted to go to her house, and I wanted to see her, but I didn't have no driver's license, and I didn't have no way to get there. And Herschel Ray's son said, I tell you what, do you really want to go to her house? I said, man, I want to go to her house more than anything. I want to go up there and knock on her door and let her know how much I love her. I want to go see her. It was during the summer, and I'll never forget this. He pulled up to my house on a four-wheeler that only had three wheels. And I'm telling you the truth, son. When you want to get somewhere, you'll get there. Amen. He pulled up and he pulled up to my house, and he only had three wheels on a four wheeler. It was a Honda, and he only had three wheels on that four wheeler. The front right tire was missing on that four wheeler. I said, man, what are we going to do? He said, it's easy. You sit on the back left corner, and we're going to Sullivan, Alabama. Now, we live in Detroit. We hit Pine Springs Road there, that gravel road going to Travis and Missy's. So we had that thing skint back in the wind. We were going down that old gravel road. I wasn't but about 14 years old, but I was going to see the love of my life, Brother JD, and I was so glad to be able to go there and to see her and to tell her I loved her. I just couldn't wait. I had everything imagined what I was going to do, and I was going to go to that door. I was going to patiently wait. I was going to pursue what I wanted to do, and I was going to be present when she opened that door with a big old smile. We go over the railroad tracks at Sullivan with only three wheels, two on the back, one on the front, and me sitting on the left corner. Y'all don't believe none of this, but I promise you right now, you can call him up and he'll tell you this. And that's the stories that we did. And as we got going down that road, we pulled up to her house, and he said, is this where she lives? I said, this is exactly where she lives. And as we pulled up to her house with that three wheels there, I jumped off in the front, went boom, right down to the ground. When I got up, I started walking up to the door, and my old heart was beating in my chest 100 mile an hour. I had never been to her house. I had never knew nothing going on. I knew where she lived, Brother Garrett, but I wanted to see her. Amen. And as I walked up to that door, I started beating on that door like this. You know me, I didn't do this. I started wearing that thing out, beating on that door. She swung that door open and she said, what in the world are you doing here? I said, I come to tell you that I love you. I come to tell you I wanted to see. She said, my daddy's in here asleep, and if he knows you're at that door, he is going to kill you. What I thought was going to be nice, what I thought was going to be a warm welcome, she didn't want to see me because her daddy hadn't invited me to come over. Can I say to you tonight, there's a lot of people trying to get in all different kind of ways. Hey, but if the daddy don't know you, you won't come in. If the daddy don't know you, the door won't open. You will not have access if it ain't through the Father tonight. And as I think about that all the time, I think how I had to leave that home and how I didn't get to do nothing I wanted to do. I just wanted to tell her something, but I was caught off guard. Tonight, you're going to get to that door. And if you don't know Jesus, you got so much you're going to want to say. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. He says tonight, I want you to know he stands there. He stands there so patiently. He stands there presently. He's there. Nobody else is there. He stands there wanting you to have that relationship tonight, wanting you to be in love with him, wanting you a certain way, wanting you to do this a certain way. But you know what we get caught up in? The things of this world. Friends, tonight, let me show you something else he says in the text here. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man, I love that tonight, hear my voice. He is pleading with you tonight. He's pleading with me tonight. He said he patiently waits. He's presently waiting. He's pursuing and he's pleading tonight. And he said, if any man hear my voice and open the door. Tonight you have an opportunity, and I do too tonight, to open the windows of heaven. Do you know that? You have not because you ask not. Man, you can open up the windows of heaven tonight by just opening the door and allowing Jesus to have his way in your life. Look what he says tonight. He said, if any man hear my voice, that's that plead tonight, and he opens the door. He said, I just want you to open that door. He said, I will come into him. Tonight, I want you to think about that pleading, what he's doing, how he's pleading your case, how he's wanting you to be right there with him tonight, how he's wanting a relationship like no other tonight. He's pleading tonight. He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, that's the plead tonight. But here's the promise. Let me show you the promise tonight. He said, I'm pleading with you, just open that door. But he said, I got a promise I'm going to make you. I don't know about you tonight, but I love promises, don't you? I love a good promise. But a promise ain't worth nothing if it ain't kept. That same man's house I went to, and knocked on the door, and they wouldn't let me in. Brandy wouldn't. She said, my daddy's here. You get out of here. So I left. And I told her, I said, I want to marry you. Oh, I didn't say it like that. Y'all know what I'm saying. I got down on one knee. You know the whole ordeal. And she said, you got to ask daddy. I said, huh? She said, you got to go ask daddy. I said, do what? I said, do you know who your daddy is? Well, I'm scared to death. And I'll never forget, y'all. He made me a promise. That day in my life, Her daddy made me a promise that day in my life. All them years later, after I went to that door and wanted it, man, I just wanted a relationship with her. She said, I tell you what, me and mama's going to go in the kitchen. And you talk to my daddy. Whew. You talking about sweating, son. I don't know if they do that anymore or not, do they? They still have to ask daddy's permission. They're going to ask no man too, brother. I'm telling you right now. You hear me? I don't care what she says. I didn't think that way back then, though, Brother Hush. And I walked in there, and her daddy was sitting there on the couch, and her mama, and that was the cue. She gave me the wink. I understood what was going to happen. Heard her mama say, Mama, I need to talk to you in the kitchen. They got up and go in the kitchen. And TV was on, and I said, hey, Ricky, if you don't mind, can I ask you a question? And I don't know why I put this in there, but I did. I said, can I ask you a personal question? This ain't personal. I mean, this is fixing to get crazy. He hit mute on TV, and he looked over at me, and he said, yeah, what is it? And I said, do you care if I marry your daughter? And he said, come here. I said, oh, Lord. And he stood up. And I was standing up. He looked me dead in the eye, and he said, I'm going to make you a promise right now. And I said, okay. He said, if you hurt her, I'll kill you. I said, okay. He said, no, I'm serious. If you hurt my daughter, I'll kill you. I said, okay. Man, I ain't but 20-year-old, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, yes, sir. And he just sat back down. She come back out. I don't know what the cue was then. I done blowed it. You hear me? But I'll never forget that promise. I'll never forget the promise that night. You said, what does this guy do anything? Listen to me. Hang on. I'll never forget that promise that night. I'll never forget that promise that night in my life. And for 24 years now, I've tried my best not to hurt her. For 24 years now, I've tried my best to be what God has allowed me to be in her life. And I've tried my best not to hurt her. But he was giving me a precious, precious gift. Can I say to you tonight that God has given you a precious, precious gift? More precious than my wife is to me, he's given you a precious, precious gift. And he's made you a promise. You take the son and you love him and you cherish him, he's going to love you. You deny the son, reject the son, have nothing to do with the son, there'll come a day he'll deny you, reject you, and have nothing to do with you. Did you know tonight that when you get born again, that it's just like a marriage? You've made an oath, you've made a covenant with Christ Jesus. And tonight, I don't know about you, but that covenant's very serious to my heart. And he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in and I will sup with him. When he said, I will come in and sup with him, you know what the greatest part of a day is? It's supper time. Some of you may eat breakfast at home. I don't know. Most of you get, I would almost say, get up running. Am I pretty correct? Brother Kevin, do you and Kim eat breakfast together every morning? Brother Brent, do you and Sister Vicky, y'all don't eat breakfast together every morning? No, just too busy, ain't it? Just too busy every morning. About lunch, y'all eat lunch together every day? Sit down, I'm talking about, what? No? Other words, she's busy with daily tasks. Okay. Can I tell you a time he says, I'll make you a promise? He said, I will come and I will sup with you. Supper time. The most intimate time that a family has together. Listen to me, daddy and mama's in here. Listen to me just for a minute. Supper time, one of the most intimate times that a family can have together. And in the world we live in, we're trying to throw it away by being busy in the supper time. He said, I will come and I will sup with you. You know what that means? When at the end of the day, when all the cares are done and you come home and there's nothing else to do, everything's been done, you sit down for what? Supper time. You know what he wants us to do? He wants us to sit down with him when all the cares of the day is over and all the burdens of the day is over and just sup with him. He prepares that table and he's made us a promise. And he loves us so much tonight. But I want to show you the last part here. Not only did he make you a promise. And I don't know about you, but it's a burden to sit around the eating table sometimes at night. It's hard, ain't it? It's hard to get around that table. But let me show you this tonight, what the promise he's given us here. He said, I'll make you a promise. And he said, I will be the one that provides it. He said, I will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. To he that overcometh. Even also I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We see that Jesus patiently stands. He's present at the door. He knocks, pursuing. He has a pleading voice. He provides himself. And he's made you a great promise tonight. To he that overcometh. If I can give you anything this week as you go out into this week, slow down. Slow down. Slow down. And enjoy what God's doing in your life. Slow down and enjoy what God's doing in your life. You're having to teach. I'm having to teach. You're having to learn. I'm having to learn. But tonight I know this. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And I pray tonight that you've answered that knock on your heart's door tonight. I pray this week as you go through your week that you understand that God loves you unconditionally. Amen? And there's so much he's wanting to do for you. As I read that and I study that and I think about that, I think about what he does in my life. I think about all the things that he's done for me. How good he's been to me. And if there's one thing that we don't eat breakfast together. We don't eat lunch together. But there's one thing we cherish as a family, and that's supper time. We gather around that table, and even though right now it's not always peaches and cream, ain't nothing for him to throw macaroni and cheese all over everything. But how's he going to know how to dine with the Father if we don't teach him? How will he know to bow his head and pray if we don't teach him? How will he know the things of God if we don't teach him? How will he know the promises of God if we don't teach him? Tonight, my encouragement to you is this. Just take time with the Father this week. Amen? Amen. Let's gather around tonight.